There are many places in God's Word where He promises to be with us no matter what, and there are a handful of places where God explicitly says, I love you. We're going to look at one of those today. Hi, this is Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. In the midst of a busy Christmas season, I thought it would be good to look at a wonderful promise of the Lord to be with us whenever we meet obstacles and such. And in this passage, the Lord also tells His people that He loves them. I'm looking at Isaiah 43. And we can't read the whole chapter, which is wonderful, but we'll read the first few verses. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. This is what the Lord says in Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 4. And what encouragements do we find here? There are many places throughout Isaiah in particular where the Lord foreshadows His saving work, and the picture builds and grows as He prophesies about one who would be born, one who would be Emmanuel from the stump of Jesse's lineage, one who would be a suffering servant. All these prophecies come together. Here in Isaiah 43, the Lord promises to help His people in the midst of their trouble because He has redeemed them and He will redeem them. Notice here, the Lord says, I have redeemed you, and He will be with us in our difficulties. He will carry us through and we shall not be harmed. Here in Isaiah 43, like many other places in the Old Testament and throughout Isaiah, the Lord hints at His great redemption and His purposes and His affections for His people. In the passage we've just looked at today, notice first, though, the Lord doesn't keep His people from these obstacles and trials. He says, when you pass through the waters, when you face such obstacles, He won't keep us from them, but He promises to be with us in them and through them. And why would He do that? Well, the passage also tells us He is a covenant-keeping God. He has redeemed us, and what He says He will do, He will do. And He says very explicitly in verse 4 that we're precious in His eyes and that He loves us. Isaiah 43 and verse 4. We know the greatest expression of God's love is the incarnation. It's what we celebrate at Christmas, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As we are navigating the busyness of Christmas and celebrating the incarnation of our Savior and Lord, remember God's promises to be with us and His clear, unequivocal statement of His love for us. I trust you know this God of love through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this has been Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church sharing a little bit of God's Word with you today. You can find out more about our ministry by going online, www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. Until we meet again on the air or in person, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and Merry Christmas.